Let's go. Yeah. We back. No diggity. I like to burn it up. What's good?
Hey, we're hanging in.
Guys, like, I feel like we could be really good cheerleaders, by the way.
Hype men.
Fam. No, like, full-on cheerleaders. Like, let's get you, me, and Sherm some pom-poms. You guys can throw me up in the air. Like, it could be the first game on our own hands.
You are the lightest.
Yes.
Exactly. I don't know now, though, because you seem to be working on your beer belly. I don't know what kind of shape you're in lockdown, man.
Mate, listen, corporate muscle is the right one.
Corporate muscle.
So have you become one of those guys where we can see your ribs, but you have a pot belly and a half, which is like a weird combination of guy?
No, mate, that's a different type of condition.
I think has that body.
Your Lisa's condition is induced, dog.
Self-induced.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I love when we're saying it's a condition. Like,
Kwashiorkor is the condition. His one is self-inflicted, bro. Yeah.
DIY anyway, records.
Welcome, streets, to part-time alcoholics, booze without the bullshit, aka your mom's ex-boyfriend's favorite podcast.
Which episode
are we on? I'm not even gonna lie. I don't know what the dates are. I don't know what the
episode. Either 9 or 10, eh?
9.
Yes. Nine. Welcome to episode 9. As per usual, you are joined by your brother in Kwashiorkor, apparently, aka the taxi driver's nutritionist, aka I used to lick your mom's toes at St. Mary's.
You're such a wild boy, though.
At St. Mary's.
Hey, I had to shout them out, bro. I had to be in the news this week, so I had to shout them out. AKA, sometimes when people send thirsty tweets, I leave them on read.
Ooh.
For later in the episode. Okay. And as per usual, I'm joined by El Squadrino.
You are joined by Le Ronde Bay, AKA your favorite plant-based snack, AKA candy spice, AKA 6 foot delicious.
Oh, I see all the AKAs are back. Welcome.
Nah, you gotta stay true to who you are, man.
Yeah. Oh, you can pull off the wagon, but jump back on it.
DIY daddy.
Stop the show.
I even heard the Z that time.
Nah, he didn't. He didn't commit to it. It was half hard.
I did. That's the best one I've done. Fuck it. That's what you're getting.
I can smell your queen from here.
You like it.
Anyway, squad, how you guys doing?
Whose toes are you licking? Don't ask me how.
Don't worry.
At St. Mary's of all places.
Hey, you're
in high school,
boy,
which is concerning.
Don't worry whose toes I'm licking. Okay, it wasn't at St. Mary's, but like I feel like you guys do get that reference.
Mm-mm. Asangeni. Where do I enter here?
Listen, we are people be listening, so
who to St. Mary's?
The people who needed their sub caught their sub.
Who went to St. Mary's?
Oh, Jen.
Who do we know that went to St. Mary's?
What?
Who do we
know? Did you get your Jen? Is this your Jen episode where you went to go collect?
Oh, not even. That is its own story. God, how am I living such a dramatic life when I'm not supposed to?
It's your choices. It's a, don't ask those questions. You know you
it's
choose
to. Even. It's the choices around me.
No, you choose to live this life.
Mate, I didn't go. Okay, someone invited me to fetch gin. But after that,
did you fetch the
rest of it? Me, I'm just trying to sit inside my house, eh?
Are you a God-fearing person inside your house?
Mate, I pray to all three, bruh. God, Allah, Elohim. I've got a yarmulke on while I'm wearing the full burqa. I don't know what you call the thing that Muslim men wear, so I just had to go with burqa.
Alright, so how is everyone?
Yes, guys, tell us about you, because I feel like I'm the only one who talks about my feelings. How are you guys feeling?
Ah, busy, hey? Fucking busy and stressed. That's all. That's my life right now.
Mate, but you're always busy and stressed.
Nah, like, when I'm in control of the situations, then I'm not stressed, I'm just busy, and then I thrive in that, I like that. I like that stress. Stress that I can't control. Oh my God. When I'm dealing with incompetent people, fucks with me. I lose sleep over that shit.
Let me take you to my Embrace the Chaos workshop.
I need that workshop.
Mate, you need to do some DMT or some ayahuasca. You need a retreat, bro. You need the desert, some DMT, and a hot ass tent with like, you know, hot stones, Abra.
I need some peyote and take a walk in the desert.
Yeah, yeah. You need a meat mother, bro. Yeah, exactly. You need to have like an existential experience.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. Then go to Coachella.
sorry, something wild just happened on my side. But anyway, first off, what are we drinking?
You see, maybe that's why I'm stressed.
Probably. No, that was a question.
Honestly, I'm having coffee. Like, that's what I'm having. I'm having coffee. I know, right?
I'll go now.
So wait, is this about to be the world premiere of the first episode where only one of us is a part-time alcoholic?
Yeah, but that's why it's part-time. You are full-time. You full-time setting alarm, boy.
No, I need to... Part-time is why we meet once a week. Full-time...
Damn, alarms don't wake you up for anything. When has an alarm woken you up, apart from 2 Mondays ago when the liquor stores were open? You even missed your baby's visa appointment, or you didn't even wake up for that alarm. Like,
that is technically
That was a low blow. That one was
Okay, I rescind my comments. I rescind it.
Late, I'm laughing already. Late.
I rescind your laughter as well. Sherman, take your laughter back.
No way, that one was rough.
Nice. Yours.
Those were heavy shots. That was the 50 cal bullet.
No. Late. It's now in the ether. It's recorded. It's on. Catch it on Spotify, people. The shot has been shot.
Hey, we will see. I'll decide. That depends. If I find out baby moms is listening, they might be a very nice treat.
No. Let me say to the universe that there was a lot of conjecture. Nothing was based on facts.
Hey, allegedly. You want to ask? There's different stories on both sides of this fence.
But
yours, what are you drinking?
I am. I've found a new one that I'm quite enjoying. It is a rosé, a Bellingham Berry Blush rosé. It tastes very much like the nether regions of a redhead.
Oh. Like, oh, hey.
Fruity. And
before yoga or after? She go to Bikram yoga and then you tasting, or is it?
No,
is
but it after yoga, it just tastes like hot fruit. Oh, shame. There is. I've been like, so for my sister and I, who's supposed to be on this podcast, but is currently listening to her friends tell her happy birthday, Peach, while they're all drunk. It's because I miss being a child, eh?
Like, it's so nice. It's so nice.
So yesterday, like, we were up at midnight, and literally at midnight, one of Fudu's friends called her turned off her face, and for 20 minutes, the only thing she said was "Happy birthday, bitch." And Fudu was like trying to have a conversation. It's like, "Yeah, yeah, happy birthday, bitch." And you know what? It made me realize, 6 foot delicious. Sometimes I think I see how you feel. Because when you're the sober one in that particular situation,
you need that useful energy. You know, just like those TUT students who are picking up the tear gas, it had zero effect on them. That tear gas, it's the same as, you know, that smoke machine in the clubs.
Yeah.
That's why the tear gas did nothing to them. It's the same as that smoke machine. They were like, if you've been in groove, then tear gas is nothing for you.
What is this dog doing here? Guys, please buy me a new dog.
What, you're not being able to handle the current one?
Anyway.
Dog.
The first tip of the day is I have been dying of laughter at the various private schools in the news. It is so much fun to watch.
Wait, also, are we talking about the racist teachers?
Yeah, like, and so like now, so for like everyone who's not in the loop, like since last week, maybe even before, but like, various kids from private schools have come out and they've been like, yo, these places is mad racist. For those of us who went to them, I mean, we knew that already, but like, now it's actually like, it's hitting the news and it's a thing. So, Coconut Kells had a whole thing on her IG page and she spoke to some girl who, it made me feel so old. This girl matriculated in 20, it was like 2017 or some shit like that. I was like, my God. Oh yes, because she said something. She was like, yeah, I was in grade zero or some shit in like 2003. And I was like, yeah. Wait, what? What do you mean you were in grade zero the same year that Jaquan put out Tipsy?
These kids don't know, hey?
But anyway, so like, people have been dragging private, especially girls' private schools. I think the time for the boys' ones is coming. St. Anne's, St. Mary's.
The boys' ones have been catching heat. Parktown boys have been catching heat, bruh.
Oh, guys. Parktown boys need a new PR manager.
They need to reclaim that land and do something else with it, because that school is just fucked.
Right? Dude. They actually just need a Sangoma to go there and be like, there's evil spirits here. I can see. This is the problem.
They built that school on cursed land. That land is cursed, right? Isn't it?
Dude.
Parktown Boys is near the constitutional jail cells. But the jail, it's near the jail cells as well. That whole area, That's why Brompton gets lit, bro. It's the ancestors. You're partying with the ancestors, bro.
Fam, those ghosts came back and they said, listen, we're gonna show you.
Exactly. Boston boys are at school, dog.
Hey, how many times can one school get caught for molestation?
No, and if you're not molesting the people, then you're letting them storm and drown, or there's always crazy shit.
Dog, that school was built on a burial ground. Like, it was.
I went there for like 8 months.
Really?
And see what happened to you.
What is that supposed to mean?
Where did Uncle touch you? Where did Uncle touch you?
No. I wasn't part of the polo team. So,
show us on this bottle.
I was a bit safe. I was a bit safe.
Show us on this bottle where they touched you. Is that how they broke your back?
Nah.
They blew it back out.
They blew his back out.
Guys, out of context. No one.
Oh, did I shoot the 50 cal again?
No one in history has touched my booty in that sort of way, which I'm okay with. Thank you very much. No, I was there for 8 months, and yeah, shit was rough. Like, corporal punishment was a given. No one was calling parents and stuff. You get hit with cricket bats daily. It was one of those things. But yo, after I left, okay, I got expelled. But after that, then you just started hearing the crazy stories of kids dying and shit. And I was like,
wait, how did you get expelled from the school where people get molested?
I did not molest anybody. If that's what the question was.
No, I didn't say you molested. I'm just saying I would think that, you know, maybe the teachers like a bad boy.
For fighting. I got expelled for fighting. They said, listen, the cops got involved as well. And then the parents were like, yo, it's either you pay for the medical fees. And my parents were not wealthy in any shape or form. So it was like, pay for the medical expenses or get expelled. So I packed my bags and left.
Yo's.
Yeah. I think we found a new nickname for you, though.
If you can't afford to send your child to the trip to the mountains, just send them to Pop Town Boys. Because I feel like that is a trip to the mountains, but you come back on mine.
Bruh, Pop Town Boys. When you see pupils fisticuffs with teachers and oh my god, shit goes down. You know, they tried to burn the principal's car. They literally put a cloth in his fuel tank and lit it on fire.
Wait, call, like, what?
The fire department and shit. Yeah, when I was in grade 8.
Why?
Because everybody hated his ass.
So you tried to blow his car up?
Not me. But yes, students tried to blow his car.
That seems like
that was a fair question, fam. You also have some pyro tendencies. Like, don't act as if the fire is not in the history of your timeline. Like, fire features in your life, and you know.
When I was younger, yes, things did.
Oh, you upgraded to hammers. Hammers.
Yeah, but on this case,
yo, do you see what I mean? Popped up, boy.
This is
are the mountains.
Principal Clark, that was his name. Principal Clark. He had one of those old, you know, those cream old E-class Mercedes, those boxy E-class Mercedes.
A tank.
Cream color ones, old ones. Yeah, they tried to blow up that car.
Mate, you don't understand how crazy what you're saying sounds to me. Right?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Right?
Dude, that's cool. Like, this you know like when you have shooting? So we're shooting at a sport, and they used to give us guns and live rounds. And it was like normal. And I was like, that's what it is.
No,
I'm sure in this PC world we live in, I'm sure they probably banned that shit. But that was a legit sport.
I don't know. You see, I'm trying to suspend disbelief, but now I'm confused. They gave you guns with live rounds.
Yeah.
To shoot at who?
Targets. There were people next to us. Like, there were at least, I think the range held like 15 guns at a time. So 15 people shooting at a time.
Why did they want you
to die?
It was
live rounds. Like, literally, you could, if you pick up that gun and turn it around, you could kill whoever you wanted to. It was .22 rifles.
Mate, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to send my own personal Sangoma to your house to just like cleanse you of evil spirits, man. I think you've seen and witnessed a lot.
By any chance, did your instructor belong to the Afrikaner Weerstandbeweging?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I am sure.
Speaking of...
Did you ride in on a horse?
I don't know.
He was
our history teacher. I don't remember his name. But the weird thing was that, like, in Parkland Boys, you have houses. Like, there's Vulcan and Trojan and Spartans. So there's houses. I think there's about four or five houses. And certain teachers are head of those houses. Like, fucking Hogwarts kind of shit. And each house had its own dormitory. So you had people live on campus, and they were normally the Vulcans, like the purple house. And he was part of that. So this teacher went to Parktown Boys, left Parktown Boys, became a teacher, went to teach at Parktown Boys. And he just always was part of the Vulcan house. So he used to stay, that teacher used to stay at the hostel with the students.
Hey fam, as a predator, you got to stay close to your prey.
Hey, that's what I'm thinking, fam. That was, you know, was a bit weird, but... Hey.
But speaking of the RVBM, I actually heard, like, you know, there's always that question, like, yo, would you kill, you should go back in time and kill baby Hitler.
Yeah.
Would you, if you could go back in time, actually kill baby Hitler? Not teenage Hitler, not like 9-year-old Hitler, like baby Hitler. Baby Hitler. Like, before 1 year old.
Yes.
But I mean, of all people for this question to come from, I'm surprised it came out of you, because Endgame solved this paradox for us. Because you can't go to the past, because as soon as you travel to the past, that becomes your new future.
You create a new timeline.
It's a new timeline. So you're not solving anything.
There's Back to the Future time travel. There is.
Are we using the Back to the Future paradigm?
I think so. If we're talking about
then we can answer this question. Are we using Back to the Future?
We have to. We don't have a choice here. Otherwise, the question doesn't make sense.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future doesn't change the situation,
because that guy almost fucked his mom.
Yeah, and saved her from rape like 20 times, which was so weird.
It really well.
Yo, it's a wild ass movie, boy.
Yes. But the thing is, imagine back, right? We're talking about Back to the Future timeline. Back to the Future timeline.
Using the Back to the Future timeline, I'm snuffing out King Leopold II and Jan van Riebeck. Like babies. Yeah, as babies.
You know what I suspect?
Okay, how are you doing it?
Fam, I'm bringing technology with me.
So you're gonna shoot the baby?
I'm bringing Tech Nines, boy.
Brrrah! I'm gonna shoot the baby.
Nah, I'd use poison.
Ooh. That was some wild ass nigga.
But the thing is, I think that even if you go back and you kill baby Hitler and kill baby Leopold and kill baby Idi Amin and kill baby Donald Trump, for example, they're in those circumstances, somebody is going to take their place. I suspect there's a good chance and possibility you kill that, there's going to be a different Hitler.
Maybe 1 to 2 years later. The universe balances itself out.
That shit will still happen. But it won't be Hitler, it'll be, I don't know, name another German kid.
But will it though? Because that okay, that suggests that there is a certain level of determinism in the universe. So like some shit will happen, whether it's Hitler or Hitler's brother or some other random dude from Armenia.
Yeah, but history keeps repeating Hitler, itself. So yes, to answer your question, yes.
Hitler wasn't born like soon as out of the womb go, oh, fuck the Jews. His circumstance yes. and his upbringing made him that
That's
way. So
why.
If Hitler died and his mother and father had another kid and then he followed the same path, that vacuum that the dead Hitler left could easily be filled by another kid and would have experienced the same things and then would have grown up with the same beliefs.
But think about it this way, like for the exact same reason, that's why if you get rid of Hitler, maybe you change everything because Hitler was, he grew up in a certain time and a certain thing. It's not like everybody liked Jews at that time. There was only one Hitler. Like, even while he was killing the Jews, other Germans were like, maybe this is a lot. And he was like, we can turn you into stamp as well.
And no, but there were, remember, there were a ton of Nazis, whether Hitler was the leader or not.
No, Hitler started the Nazi party.
No, he didn't.
He did.
He didn't start the Nazi party.
He basically
it
took it
the
over.
The Third Reich from, for a reason, fam.
No, he took it over from basically kind of drunk German dude who wasn't getting anywhere from it. But like the Nazis, as we know it, is entirely Hitler's baby.
He might have coined it the Nazis, but they were killing Jews before Hitler was the main dude in power.
No, okay. Jews were being killed.
Yeah. Yes.
In different things, but like not to anything near that extent. Jews were being killed the same way that like you see incidences of mob justice. Like if like something happened then something happened, but there was for a while any kind of systemic murder of
okay, wait.
No, obviously it wasn't the infrastructure wasn't built to do it. Sorry.
So y'all, what are you doing?
I'm saying
Are you going back?
I'm going back, but I'm shooting Hitler's parents and his grandparents and the adults around him. I don't think I could kill a baby. Like, I could happily kill, like, adults.
You might be creating Thanos. Because now he has no parents. Now he's just mad at the world.
That's fine, but he has no parents. Like, he can't do shit. Socioeconomics teaches us that orphans just die and no one cares about them.
True.
Well, he might become Batman.
There you go. You see, that's even better. Then he can go fight the Joker. I'm happy.
Actually, on that little point of
like Bruce Wayne with his little Hitler mustache in the Batman costume, fighting like a German Riddler. That is an amazing image. I like that. I like that very much.
That's an interesting topic, though. Like, is it the system or is it the people in the system that's the issue? Like, because if you kill Hitler. I still think the Holocaust would have happened.
He created the system, so I don't think it would have happened.
Then the Jews, I really do believe somebody else would have just taken his place.
Yeah, but they didn't have his ideologies, they didn't have his vision.
I think especially where extremism is concerned, like, I think Jews would have been discriminated against regardless, and maybe Israel never exists, so maybe Palestine is really happy if we keep the status quo and, like, don't kill baby Hitler, or do kill baby Hitler, but I don't think you necessarily replace them, like for like. Like, I think at best you get like a pale shadow of what the thing is, like, where, yes, maybe there's an uptick in Jewish murders, and maybe there are, like, you know, like how the Americans did Japanese internment camps?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like that type of thing. Oh, shit. Speaking of which, I learned something like 2 days ago that pissed me off. Did you know Japanese people got reparations?
From who?
From America.
For
when they had like the internment camps, after that, I think President Reagan apologized, President Bush, the first one, apologized, and all of the Japanese people, well, they did like some kind of trace back kind of thing, and to some degree or another, the Japanese people involved got $20,000 from the government.
Wow.
How did they get that right?
Good fucking question, because niggas have been like, my nigga, Just give us a mule, my guy. Can we have a donkey?
Also, I also recently learned that Ghana got reparations from France and still are getting reparations from France. So Ghana's budget for education as well as for health is covered by the French GDP.
Really?
Yeah.
Swag. I like the Ghanaians. They figured out some clever things for themselves. Like, you know, they right? They do some good things. A lot of cool shit. And in fact, when I become president, have you seen that? You know, there's that big statue in Senegal of the dude with like a woman and the baby on his back, and it's like gigantic.
I have no idea.
If you just like Google it, there's in Dakar, there's this massive statue, like, talking sort of half to two-thirds the size of like the Michelangelo Towers. And it's this giant bronze statue of this like big black dude with his wife and a baby on his shoulder. And the whole thing is like, if you think of like the same type of style that like North Korean architecture is, and that's because the North Koreans built it, it's that kind of thing. It's massive. But it's like in the middle of the car. I think we need one of those. And I volunteer myself as
a guy.
Why not?
Waste of money?
Mate, they are spending money on dumb shit already. Let's take some money and do something fun.
Dude, like fuck. Okay, we do a lot of social services, but it pales in comparison to what we need to do.
It's gonna provide jobs.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
a fucking statue.
It's going to take mad long to build it.
And then when it's built, then what?
Then it's going to be a tourist attraction.
And then those guys who built it, what are they going to do? These builders. When there's nothing to, there's no other things
they're
to
gonna
build.
They're going to become tour guides.
Wow.
All I'm saying is I feel like we need a big-ass statue.
Imagine a tour guide who's also a bricklayer. Is he just going to tell you, take you to a site and just tell you about the cement?
Mate. Listen, what do tour guides
not what tell I want, you?
What do tour guides tell you anyway? They're full of shit. So you might as well just get the guy and be like, my guy, see that brick over there? I put it there. It was me.
I don't need to tell me, listen, this is the statue or whatever, but these bricks came from that quarry. And this cement is mixed like this. Like, really?
Exactly, fam. And then afterwards, he nudges me. He's like, in fact, fam, if you need bricks, right? Hook you up. I gotta connect.
You guys are talking so much shit.
This is so shit. So
I mean, that's kind of the entire basis of this podcast.
Shit.
Like, us here talking a lot of nonsense. But speaking of nonsense or non-nonsense, so in our general climate, I've been bobbing and weaving through some ideas. I re-listened to, and we've spoken about this on the podcast, but I re-listened to the story of the Haitian slave revolution. I never actually listened to the episode where they just read out the Declaration of Independence until this time around. And can I say, guys, you know, remember Hit 'Em Up when Tupac was just like, fuck baby, fuck bad boy.
Yeah.
That's the Declaration of Independence in a nutshell. It's like, you know how like the US one is like, we the people, blah, blah, blah. And it's talking about ideals and shit. Like, the Haitian one is in the same type of language, but it's fuck you, fuck your mom, fuck the horse you rode in on, and it's dolphin. We come to sleep, all of you. Nice detour. But basically, part of the thing all of my musings have led me to is, so we keep having like these conversations about like, so police reform and blah, blah, blah. And then I stumbled upon like Angela Davis and a whole bunch of other people who are like, no, we don't need police reform. We've had police reform. We've had police saying, oh, we'll put on body cams. We've had police saying, we'll have the oversight review board, we'll do this, we'll do that, blah, 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 blah. All those things happen. And like in Alabama, they shot some guy. It was Alabama or Minnesota, one of the two, but they shot some guy and all 12 cops had body cams and all 12 cops switched their body cams off.
Oh, shit.
And then it was like, oh, this guy's dead somehow. I'm not sure what happened.
He slipped on soap.
But and so their point is we should actually, Angela Davis is like this civil rights activist from the 70s. You kind of find weird teeth. And she talks very interestingly. Like, I feel like I really would like to hear her talk dirty. But anyway,
that's okay.
And she was like, we should get rid of the cops. And that was in the 70s. And then now, like, these protests and shit, they're coming up a lot. And there is a lot of talk around either defunding police departments or getting rid of police departments entirely. And one place that I found in New Jersey, Camden, New Jersey, is probably the closest they came to, where they dissolved, like they were having like mad crime problems and corruption problems and cops problems and like cops are shooting niggas, cops are like all types of wild shit. So they just dissolved the entire police department and then made everyone reapply for their job.
Oh yeah, I listened to a podcast about that.
So they're still cops and, there though, but they just had to reapply.
Sorry?
They're still cops, but they just had to reapply, if I'm understanding correctly.
Yeah, so they're still cops, they had to reapply, but they shrunk the police department. So I know they eventually ended up at just 100 cops. So let's for shits and giggles say they used to be 400. They said, all right, cool. Now there's 100. And now, like, apparently crime has gone down by half. And the cops have bribes with the neighborhood. I don't know why people always think that's such a... Like, why do I want to have a bribe with Officer Mazzucco? But anyway, I don't know. That community seems like they're doing well. But I want to throw that out there as like a discussion topic. How do we feel about not even sort of reforming the cops, just not having cops to begin with?
Well, if you have read the book Animal Farm, a lot of the animals on the farm are metaphors for people in society and how we organize our society. And one of the things that happened was the mother Rottweiler gave birth to pups, and the pigs were organizing themselves as what we would present day call members of parliament or government officials. And one of the pigs took up all the puppies and disappeared with the puppies. Anyway, years go by, when the pigs meet the humans and they're starting to go into consciousness and starting to abuse power, how they were able to abuse power and enforce that power was that pig that took all the puppies away, trained them into, they militarized them and trained them into a force that if you went against anything that the state said, the puppies would, well, not puppies anymore, but the now Rottweilers would attack you. So if you're looking at any state that is trying to enforce, now when we talk about enforcement as law-abiding citizens, we're just talking about the law that we all follow. Well, we presume that we all follow in a utopian world. But ideally, that's not what the police are enforcing. The police are enforcing the oligarch's will. So if you want a restriction or of movement of a certain demographic of people, you can enforce that with the force that you have. So ideally, the problem that we have is, yes, there's an abuse of power by the police, but their mandate is set by someone above them. So if we're talking about disbanding the police, yes, the police are the ones who are enforcing and the ones that were fighting on the front lines. But if you look at the structure, they're still getting orders from somewhere. They get a quota of arrests, and if you don't meet that quota, you don't get paid, or you might even get fired. And with systemic racism, I am less prone to go to a wealthy neighborhood, because in a wealthy neighborhood, they have connections and there are repercussions to my actions. But if I go to a poor neighborhood, then there are no historically speaking, there are no repercussions to my actions. So I can keep my quota up for arrests, because believe it or not, the police get a quota. You need to have a certain quotient of arrests per month. And if you don't, you either lose your job or you get a warning or you get a pay cut. So it's in the problem is in the structure as well as the police. It's not only the police, it's the structure. Who is designing it? So if we're talking about in a business sense, to create an analogy, we're talking about the executive management is giving orders to senior management. So yeah, you're fighting senior management, but they're still getting an executive order from above.
Okay.
Ideally what I'm saying is you can disband the police, but the problem is still going to persist, because they're just going to carry the analogy, the executive management is just going to include a new system.
You can chop off the arm, but the body is still alive.
There we are.
Hey, I'm out here. I'm here all day for your metaphors and similes, my nigga. Now what, David?
Well, I've been sort of, when I look at stories or read about stories, I normally first I'll go to, what is the actual definition of defunding legally? What is the actual definition of abolishment? Has it ever happened before? What other systems has it happened? And then I go, only after all, I know all of that, do I then go to news. So then I go to CNN, because that's the most left. Then I go to Fox News, and then I sort of hit the middle, which for me at this time is Al Jazeera, which for me is one of the best news agencies right now. I'm a big fan of Al Jazeera. And Fox News, they go, oh, defunding for them and for their base means abolishment, which is not the situation. And then for CNN, defunding, they would want it to be almost like abolishment. So there's such diverse conversations. So I was reading up on some stats. You know, me and my numbers, I don't care about feelings. Me, I must know who died where and when and what the numbers are. So I was looking, okay, how many people have died during arrests in America and versus the stats of the top 10 in the world. And I came across an interesting stat. Number one in the world for deaths during arrest is Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Brazil's police system is very interesting. It's unique compared to South Africa, or it's similar to South Africa in certain ways, but it's military. So all Brazilian police is military police. So it's army guys. It's like what we see here as the SANDF being the police in our national state of emergency. In Brazil, that's a constant. Number two, most deaths under arrest in the world is South Africa. So we're not that much better, or we're not better than America concerning deaths under arrest. What's the difference, I suspect, or from what you can see, is that in South Africa, it's not racially charged or not racially based. In America, it's blatantly clear racism that's causing, because all the deaths under arrest have been to 99% black people, and then anything else that is not white. It seems like white people, when they get arrested, they're safer compared to everybody else in America, which is, and in South Africa, the defunding happened. That's how the Metro Cops became a thing. At one stage, there were no Johannesburg Metro Police. At one stage, it was only a South African police that was taking care of both policing as well as traffic and traffic congestion, traffic fines and the like. So the defunding happened, and what filled the gap was a semi-private organization, which is the JMPD. And JMPD then covered your traffic stops and your inner metro policing. And that didn't help at all. So like Ndor said, if you don't change the actual mandate, no matter how you decide to defund or restructure, fuck all's gonna change.
I see you. And I think that's one of the things, like, cause I'm noticing a thread through all the people's problems with policing to begin with. Which is the militarization of the police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more militaristic your police are, the more your police are going to kill people.
Absolutely.
Where are they getting their funding from?
Yeah, and exactly. And I kind of see two things. You're right. Where is the mandate coming from? Because, and I don't know why. I remember a couple of, must be years ago, but there was a while back where Ndo and I had this like day-long conversation about the world and everything.
It's okay. You can tell the world. We're on a bay date. You can tell the world.
We went on a bay date. We looked into each other's eyes and like. But like part of the thing we sort of came across was like, maybe the problem is the state, because like you're right. If first off, I think the police do too much to begin with. Let's not even talk about if they're particularly militarized. Like,
yeah.
If you have a domestic violence issue, it's the cops. If you are doing drugs, it's the cops. If your dog escapes and you can't find it, it's the cops. If you need to get, like, you need to call the cops for everything.
Mm.
And it's too many things for Officer Mazibuko, who has a matric. My nigga literally did business economics, and now he must be tasked with talking down an angry husband who is threatening to kill his wife.
Well, maybe he got an A in art. So,
I mean, jokes aside, like, what we're seeing now is a mass radical skepticism about the structures of domination, authority, and the hierarchy throughout human life. So whether we're talking about a patriarchal family or imperialism that has overt power over the enforcement, I think what Angela Davis was talking about is an anarchist state where their systems can't be justified, and a lot of people are asking for it to be dismantled and replaced by something more free and just. So I understand the premise of anarchism. It's self-governance. Anarchism doesn't necessarily mean a state of chaos. It means a state of self-governance and self-regulation, where ideally you don't need to be babysat by a nanny state where they are surveilling every movement you make and they ideally deciding everything that you do for yourself. I think there needs to be a communal consciousness, and ideally you can still get retribution through the courts. Laws don't have to not exist, but we literally just need to throw out the rule book, because whatever is being enforced is being enforced unjustly, but it's being enforced on the vulnerable, the weak, the poor. And we all know the case where, you know, like a lawyer's son goes hooning with daddy's car, runs over a few people, kills them, and they either buy the dockets or they pay off a judge, and that case never sees a day in court. Well, ideally, we're talking about there is a legal system that works, but it's in that case, it has failed because there's money and power and influence that's swaying the system. So I think we have laws, and those laws, it's utopian to think that they are being applied equitably. I don't know if that's a word, but like in fairness.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, what? That's the thing. Just wait, hang on. That's the thing. There's nothing wrong with laws, but if they're not applied to all, then we need a new system where we redefine ourselves.
Malum, show me your rebuttal, please.
Yeah. That works in most of the society, but we all know that in South Africa, and not only South Africa, but a lot of places in the world, but especially South Africa, we have a huge issue with non-premeditated violent crimes. Without a fully funded, or at least somewhat funded, because right now the argument for the last many a year is that we don't have in South Africa enough police. There's, compared to other countries with our same economy size, there's police to population size, there's not enough police in comparison. I'm not saying that the rest are right and we're wrong. But there has been a conversation about the police need more money and we need more police as a result to handle or to at least attempt to curb our country's huge issue with spontaneous violent crime. So if we're in a society when we're relying on self-governance and relying on especially around mental health, as well as stuff around rehabilitation and those kind of things, there's a huge gap between that and what we have now. And it leaves huge gaps of society wanting safety from violent crimes specifically.
My question there.
Okay, wait. Okay. So how I understood Yolisa's question, we're talking about systems. I think you are literally talking about South Africa. I'm not literally talking, I'm talking about systems. So that's what I'm addressing from Yulisa's question. Okay. So arguing South Africa's points, yeah, it's only applicable to South Africa, but are we not asking the question of how do we organize ourselves systemically globally?
I'd like to argue both.
Okay, go on.
So starting with the South Africa bit, you're right. We have a lot of violent crimes, rape crimes, a lot of companies being, courier companies especially, being hijacked, blah, 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 the rest. And with a lot of it, I think, this is now just me spitballing, for instance, something like a spontaneous wife assault thing. You mentioned that there are a lot of gaps in mental health things. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, I don't necessarily think you need the police to plug every gap. I don't think the idea is take away the plug and then just let chaos fill the thing. It's more how do we create a function? So for me, the idea kind of looks like where your community takes over the idea of what the police is. And look, this is probably a little bit utopian at this point. But so something like, my next door neighbor is beating his wife. Mm. As a human being, I should be able to go to my next door neighbor's house and be like, bam, this is wild. Or I should be able to speak to my neighbors and be like, my nigga, Jacobus is fucking his wife up. We need to put an end to this. Because when that happens, then it's also because if Jacobus has mental health issues, again, the problem with the police is that these are some niggas from Matric, especially if you look at South Africa. In South Africa, I've literally had to do, and I'm sure we all have, where you go report a case and, oh boy, like, is basically illiterate in the sense that, like, they're like, listen, it's better if I write it down, but when they're writing the thing down, you're like, my guy, just a young comma, just some spelling, just help me help you. But they don't want. And so take as many jobs out of the police's hands as possible. Maybe leave it so that the only people the police are fighting is Rambo's arch nemesis, the guy who comes out of the roof with an R5 rifle and is trying to steal a cash and transit vehicle through the roof of Sandton City. Maybe as a general society, we are not equipped to deal with that problem.
But then you've got to ban guns.
And actually, look, because here's the thing, like, that's kind of the other place I wanted to get to with it is the reason I said that is because this goes another way. Like, the Black Panthers existed for a reason, and they got into shootouts with cops because eventually it was, we cannot trust the police. We are going to arm ourselves, and we are going to police our neighborhoods and police the police. And now you have situations where you would have, and like, the Black Panthers have a very bad reputation because white people, but they made like breakfast. They did a lot of community outreach things. They did a lot of, yo, let's help the community do this. Education programs, feeding programs, a bunch of them, all on YouTube. But what they did say is, if you guys are militarized to this point and we can no longer trust you to keep us safe, we will keep ourselves safe, which means we shoot you if you shoot us. And that ends in a lot of collateral death, but it also speaks to the fact that people can, and people have, like, there's 1,001 examples. Like, for instance, in this country, again, I'll use South Africa as an example. The police, as we know them, started as a way to collect hut tax. Because as like colonialists and shit got here, they needed people to move to urban areas because cheap labor, and people in the rural areas were like, why would I move there? I have everything I need here. And then it was like hut tax. Oh, let's make this imaginary tax. You have to pay us or we will drag you off to the mines. So then people don't get dragged off to the mines. Like the craziest thing about, and then to use America as another example, the craziest thing about America is the 13th Amendment, which is the one that abolished slavery, which is one everybody literally says, and you can read it, but it says, every man is free unless you go to jail.
Yeah.
In which case, we can enslave you. And they do it. Like Victoria's Secret, until people found out that they were using prison laborers to make their clothes, was using prison laborers to make their clothes for free. Like,
that was the secret.
What's
the effect?
That was the thing Victoria didn't want to tell us.
Exactly. Like, she was a fucking warden.
Exactly. And I mean, the police system in a lot of places, or the way we exist, the way we think of it, didn't exist the way we think of it. It exists now, like Ndor says, because of the press, it protects the oligarchy, blah, blah, blah. We can all get on soapboxes about like the thing. I think Ndor explained it well enough that I don't need to do it again. But the point being, I do think there's a way to rethink how we solve certain problems.
So if we're talking socioeconomics, the crime rate is directly proportional to the unemployment rate. So if we're talking about dismantling or defunding the police, a lot of the counter arguments to that are solved by socioeconomic policies in reducing unemployment. Because if you're on the teats, and you're in the land of milk and honey, hey man, I'm not gonna come home mad as shit and throw fists at my wife. I'm gonna be in a mental state where I'm with a sense of glee. Okay, that was maybe a poor analogy, but socioeconomically, solve unemployment, you solve majority of the crime. The rest of the crime, there can be a legal system where you're accountable to your community and you're accountable to whatever governing structure you might elect at the time, but you don't need a police force that is armed to the kilter with tanks and batons and R5 rifles, and they dress for combat when you literally just there will be no rioting crowd if the system is equitable and if it's fair. So you don't need all that combat gear. So if we're going to talk socioeconomics, then let's solve that. I'm just saying it, like, you know, the counter arguments to dismantling the police or defunding the police, I think that's also like part of the fear mongering of, oh, if you don't have police, well, then crime is going to be rampant. Well, obviously you're not going to rip the cord. You're going to have a strategic plan to involve the full degree of socioeconomics. So you're going to think of unemployment. You're going to think of the education system. You're going to actually take that money and put it into the education system. You're going to take that money and put it into the judicial system. And, you know, the same way that we have auditors for financial firms, or audit the judicial system. Like the same, they're structures you can put in place. So this excuse of we need police because we can't govern ourselves, we're little babies that can't think for ourselves. We We can think for ourselves and we can be accountable to our community. This thing of that we need to be governed is bullshit.
I get you. I have a counter argument though.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I don't trust people in general. And I do believe most people need some sort of point of retribution to not fall into a system of taking things from other people, period. I personally think that people inherently are selfish and self-centered and therefore will think nothing of taking things from other people to enrich themselves. And that I suspect that the... I don't think I'm alone in that, and therefore I think defunding the police might be a more scarier prospect to people who think like me. In terms of your argument that you mentioned, I'm going to use two examples. The one, the U.S. policing. Yes, U.S. policing is extremely well funded, like funded to the nines. But when it comes to U.S. unemployment, even if you defund the police, it's still a drop in the ocean of that unemployment blip. You can defund the police entirely, and it won't even make up a 0.2% of a difference to unemployment. That's how big the unemployment issue is in terms of size, money.
I wasn't implying that the other social structures are coming from that money. I was saying instead of putting $3.6 trillion into the military. Yeah. Think about restructuring the entire system. When I said socioeconomics, I was talking about the entire system needs to be rethought out.
Yeah. No, I absolutely get you. And I think America's gotten this wrong because America has already defunded education. And America's already defunded their healthcare system. And America's already defunded social structures. They just have not defunded their military or their police, which I think should have been the first thing before anything else. So I think they've created their own problem.
I don't think that was accidentally done. I think that was
purposeful. You might be right. You might be right. So when people are screaming, oh no, don't defund the police, they're not realizing, dude, the government defunded all of this shit long before the police became an issue. So the thing is, it's not a Republican thing or a Trump thing. This defunding happened even before Obama's time, way back towards Clinton's time even. So it's a constant and historical issue. With South Africa, our police and our military have already been defunded. Honestly, I don't know where that money is being to. Okay, our social services is one of the best in the world. We haven't defunded our education. I don't know whether we've funded our education correctly though. So the question then becomes, what's actually happening with that money? What's the management around it?
Yeah, that's fair. Cause I know like we have a huge education budget as like a proportion of our GDP compared to most people. And our education system is pretty trash, but that's because unions, if I understand it. But
as well as our healthcare, most of our healthcare is free, public.
Yeah.
Which is amazing for an emerging market country. So, but you see, I still think our police departments and our military, maybe not our military, but our police departments at least need more funding. Like I don't think we can have the same level of conversation as America needs to have with their government.
Yo, what's the thing you keep saying?
Burn it all.
Yeah. Just burn it. Just light it up. Burn it.
Honestly, if I'm in drama,
we need the Joker. We need the Joker.
If I'm in drama, if shit is getting, if I'm being tied up and shit, people are robbing my house, I'm definitely not relying on my neighbors. Or anybody around me in my community to help. Fuck, dude, but no one's gonna help. They'll hear you screaming and just put on headphones. That's the world we live in.
South Africa is a perfect example of that because how many people have been in drama and phoned cops and then they don't arrive or arrive like 3 hours later? Like, no one here trusts
understandable
to do shit.
That's what I'm saying. I think we need more cops because maybe, because I, yes, you're right. The cops are doing way too much right now.
I mean, I don't even know if, because I do think, look, I don't think we are as sort of scared of our police as Americans are. I don't think that means our police aren't racist because, again, Vicky Momberg called that one dude a Kappa 49 times.
And she wasn't shot.
Mate, she was going for a half century inning and almost.
Fam, you say police people are not scared of police. Have you heard of Amapareto? Boy.
Mate.
If you want to see a division of police that kick people into gear, Amapareto. Those guys, they clap first, ask questions later, boy.
But that's also, think about it, that's the thing we, and I don't know, okay, I don't know if white people think the same thing about our cops, because really, to be fair, I haven't had those conversations with them, and I don't think our shit flares up in the same way that it does in America. But what I know about cops, and what I've known about cops since I was old enough to be out the house by myself, is that don't fuck with these guys because they will hit you first and ask questions later.
Yeah, but remember the point I was making. Like, a cop is more prone to lay the healing hands of justice on you if you're in a poor area. But you're not going to walk into, like, Lexi Stanton or, like, High Park Square and, like, start like pistol whipping people because you know all those people are influential people,
but
and you're most likely good, there's going to be retribution to your action. Whereas if I go to Tembisa, so I go to
in a sense, I'm agreeing with exactly what you're saying. That because think about it, like, I know when I get called by the cops, like, I'll first start crying, and if that doesn't work, I'm putting my Chad accent on. You know who the fuck my dad is. My dad ain't nobody, but I'm gonna say, do you know who my dad is? Because our middle class is sort of demographically slightly different, but that's also part of the difference between us and America. We are the majority here.
Yeah,
and that actually I think plays a big role, but it doesn't change the fact that I have seen white women talk to police in a way that I would be like, mate, don't do this. Mazibuko is not here to play games with you.
Bruh.
Constable Mazibuko, dog. You need a...
Constable. And speaking of militarization, that's kind of the thing. Like, because in my mind, at this point, it wasn't always, but the police are here as the sort of the armed wing of state's goal-getting. I don't know. I don't want to call it oppression yet, but if the state wants to achieve something, the military is the sword arm of that shit.
Our military maybe used to
be... I mean, not the military, the police, sorry. Yeah.
No, police doesn't have that sort of... Because the police still get sued for wrongful arrests, and they pay out a lot of money. Like, you have to pay out a lot of money to civilians who get arrested wrongfully.
I mean, think about
you say that, but Cooley, get a lot of money.
This is the thing, and I don't know. Cooley China has money. He couldn't afford a proper lawyer. I think his lawyer did cuck there.
No, they're like, they put many holes inside Cooley China. He didn't get a lot of money. Like, maybe he even got under $1 million, eh? I wouldn't, like, for me getting shot, I, like, he got wrongfully identified, and then they just opened up the burner on him. Like, the amount of holes that guy got, he didn't get a lot of money.
Dude, but for wrongful arrest, even if you're catching 500K net, that's a lot of money.
Holes in your body,
Sam. You're not gonna shoot me for 500K. I want all of your money.
Holes in your body.
Yeah,
Sam, okay. I want lots of money for
No, no, you're not going to catch 30 mil for a shooting card. Nah, not in Zlatan. Unless you've lost earnings and you have medical expenses that come close to it, the judge needs to be equitable. If he's not going to be like,
I was
minding my business.
And you shot me.
You don't want the stress and the trauma.
Damn.
You'll get paid for that, but it's really a negotiation between your attorney and your judge.
I can't even enter the streets as a Ciroc.
My point was, guys, in America, there is a far more testier relationship in America with their police right now and even before now. And yet, in South Africa, we are more cordial with our police, even though they kill far more South Africans under custody than America.
But that's also, again, because of demographics. So, for instance, in America, apparently, what was that stat again? It's like the 6 most common cause of like untimely death or something. I can't remember the exact wording, but like is being murdered by the cops, because you have to remember black people are 13% of that country.
Yeah.
Like, it's really not that many of them in comparison to everyone else. So the cops be proportionally killing them at a higher rate. So I would be interested to look at the numbers that look at
as for percentage.
Yeah, percentages population versus like absolute.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
I say we go to the Wild West. Everyone arms themselves. You handle your own squabbles.
Okay. I want to buy a samurai Republican from Alabama. Okay. This is you. Okay.
No,
okay.
We go to the AR-15.
Want to hunt bunnies with an assault rifle? Okay, mister.
Everyone buys themselves a Tech-9. You have a problem. But then my brothers and my cousins are going to come avenge me.
You have a Tech-9. I've got a .22. You beating your wife and I must come save your wife. My headphones are in, my guy. I'm not worried.
One day, Ngo's going to invite us to his ranch in the States and we're going to come to his that he doesn't like. And he's going to have a long, like, piece of wheat out of his mouth with a hat on his own and a hat.
No, I'm going to have chewing tobacco.
Yes. And so, like, he's going to spit out and be like, we don't take kindly to y'all.
We don't take kindly.
And now we're going to have to leave the eggs sitting outside on the stoop because we're going to be like, you don't take kindly.
Maybe that's the solution, guys. Maybe that is the solution. Maybe this world is getting so fucked up, we do need a worldwide purge.
I'm down. Let's burn some shit.
Teams allowed. Nothing. Purge. Who you need to purge? Purge
guys, the fuck out of shit. The indigo kids are too sensitive. They're not going to survive.
Sit them
That's
on
okay.
fire.
That's the point. Solution.
What do you mean, set them on fire? They're the future. They are kids.
Solution. Hey,
sometimes, you know what? Sometimes you have bad crops.
Fuck those kids.
Sometimes you have bad crops. You just got to start again.
Jaden didn't remember what he did in Karate Kid because he's going to go, fam.
The only circumstances under which I will sanction this kindly city marriage is when they run the New World Order. And it's like, we must now do the thing. And then they get to call everybody some Beatles and like, you know, just like live their best life as dictators. I will co-sign that story. The rest, and then they burn the rest of the Indigo children because fuck those people. They eat Tide Pods, bro. Like, no one cares about
them. Yeah, oh my God. Really?
Like, maybe the Indigo, because the Indigo children need to go look their grandparents. We all know they're dodgy. There's a lot of us in our. Sherm, you're right. We just need to have a purge, eh?
Yeah. There's too many people who are fucking it up for everybody. Like the Karens. We need to fucking kill all the Karens. Fuck them.
Mate, get all the white people. I'm just saying.
You know what I've realized? Actually, on that point, he's gonna. This is gonna be controversial as fuck. But anyway, this is what it is.
Yeah.
If you look at the videos, if you look at everything on social media, like all the videos and stuff like that, you look at the priest. Have you seen this video of the priest where he's giving out communion and he gives the communion cracker into all the white people's mouths? But when the black lady comes, he puts it in her hand.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Fucked up shit, right? So now I went to the comments. I'm like, let me see what wild people are saying in the comments. And people are saying, fuck the church. I'm like, okay, cool. Cool. I'm not going to recomment or whatever the case may be. Go to the next video. You see police drama, police brutality, fuck the police. You go to schools, teachers saying shit, fuck the schools. There's a common thread, guys. In all these systems, all the people who are fucking up the systems and all the people who are doing the shit, it's a white priest, white cop, white teacher. Maybe it's not the system, my guys.
Mate. Let me tell you, okay.
Maybe the systems are fine. Maybe the systems are working perfectly. And
that is a hot take.
Maybe what's fucking it up
is
the white people in the system. They're the virus in the system that's fucking up the system.
Yours? Thoughts?
I don't see a lie. You know what? You may be correct. Maybe the problem is not the system. Maybe, you know, like sometimes...
But wait, are you guys saying the problem is vitamin D deficiency?
Yes, like maybe the problem
of melanin is the problem.
Sam, just switch this thing on and off. You think thought about it. The whole thing crashed.
If Emmett Till might have been alive if it wasn't for Karen in the store.
Mate. And you know what? Speaking of, that was, so part of the thing. I keep hopping on about this. But part of the thing the Haitian, the Declaration of Independence says is, mate, how do we expect these evil-ass motherfuckers to try and not continue to enslave us? The only thing we can do is shoot them.
So you're telling me
if we want
just to need to put
for our safety, because they will keep doing it by evil, perfidious means. And like, because like... In the time, like, they'd come, like, white people had come and been nice and been like, oh, this is how we can do it, but it was really just a ploy to enslave people. They'd done it by force, and they'd done it always in between. So those guys, like, clearly we can't trust these people.
So we just need to add vitamin D to the vaccines.
Yes, and to be fair, they also didn't say white people, they said the French. Because, like, there's a part where they...
Oh, come on.
Le petit blanc.
No, because there's a part where they say, otherwise, you guys haven't fucked with us. We are okay with you. Do you want to trade? Let's do that. The Polish people, especially, because there was like some Polish people who helped them fight against the whites. They were like, yours is our nigga. Okay. So we're not even going to count you as white.
Polish people are like the color, like the melanin people of Europe. Let's not. They're like the black people.
I think so, eh? Except they're super racist.
The Polish.
Yes. Eastern Europeans. Okay, I'm talking about towards black people. Polish people are like...
okay.
You know how like the most violently racist people are like poor whites? It's never... Like the rich whites will like say some slick shit to you. The poor whites want to be the ones...
You know, but the rich whites will disenfranchise your whole neighborhood.
Yes. That's
and true. Then smile at
what
you.
I'm saying is...
Like we've had this conversation whites, about that.
Like... The poor whites will be the ones who like want to put like a stick of dynamite in your ass.
But guys, think about it, right? Even colonialism. That wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for white people. India would still have all their diamonds. Africa would have still had all their natural resources. Guys, white people are problematic for us.
They really are. I mean, there is an argument made about the Mongols and the Chinese, but
And to be honest with you, I think the Chinese are next, eh? In being problematic, I think the Chinese are next.
The Chinese are insane.
They are being do you know last week the Chinese got kicked out of Burundi?
Good. Why?
Literally, physically removed by Burundi military.
Why? Tell us more.
Because China went to Burundi and invested in the farms and then hired locals. So everybody in government was like, oh, okay, cool, you'll get a tax exemption because you're hiring people. And come to find out the Chinese people were creating inhumane working environments for the Burundi people. And then they went to inspect the farms and like, yo, what the fuck are you doing to our people? Pack up your shit, get the fuck out.
That is a thing Chinese people also do. Like in Africa, like I don't know about, but like because obviously African governments do business with them because like they don't put as many sort of loopholes as other governments. But then, yeah, they do create like the wild working conditions, or they say, you know, if you can walk across this landmine field, or like Chinese people. Okay, let me rephrase that statement. Agents of the Chinese state, because I know my phone is listening. My laptop is literally listening to me right now. It's like, oh, this is what you're saying. Agents of the Chinese state are no better than the imperial US.
Yeah.
Like, maybe different MO, maybe they want to, but it's literally, it's the same thing. They're like, how can we make the most money by breaking your back?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we need to burn it all.
Do you think it's learned? Do you think China, because China with new money, they fall into this sort of trend of wanting things that were awesome in like the 90s. And for, this is why like the BMW 4 Series has a huge front growth for no reason whatsoever because of the Chinese market. Because now that they've got new money, the Chinese taste is that we need a bigger grill and the bigger grill shows more success.
Yeah.
Do you think that they learned this type of governance and this type of doing business from Americans?
I think power is the most self-interested thing you will ever find. Like and China has, if you look at Chinese history, I remember I used to listen to a podcast. Geez, I spent so much of my life listening to podcasts, but just about the history of China. And China has sort of perennially been a major global power. And I think Chinese people are especially, they know that and they're sort of quite proud of that. And so they wanted it back because in the last hundred, before their new rise, it's like if Arsenal sank into the relegation zone, they were like, ah, we can't possibly be here. And now once they're back to, it's like Liverpool fans actually. Niggas ain't won a league since, and we know once they win a league again, our ears are never going to hear the end of it.
Just 2 weeks from now, right?
And they're like, and I feel like China's really that, they're like, ah, guys, they've been sitting here saying, remember 2,000 years ago when we won 5 league titles in a row?
Yeah.
Now they're about to win another one. They're like, I just need listen. And then coronavirus popped up. They're like, guys, I'm so close to the fucking league title. Give it to me. Like, and I think,
I think the world, Mother Nature knows it. Why do you think like coronavirus is just affecting mainly Chinese people and white people? I think the world was trying to take them out. They knew the problem.
Let me tell you, my sister, Finway, has a great take on this, and she's so mad at white people for coronavirus, because she's like, fuck white people. The 10 of you who went to Italy and brought this thing here, fuck you guys. They should have left you outside. We would all be fine. Because remember when it started, it was just like that group of people who came from Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if we maybe say, revoke your citizenship, stay outside.
But then, it was also...
Close the border and say, bye.
There was also a Chinese guy that had that came from China and had a meeting in the Free State.
Oh, yes. And in the Free State, they just... Because they were like, let's touch. Let's touch. So my cousin was telling me in the Eastern Cape, she was like, fam, there is no lockdown there. Niggas are touching each other. It is business as usual. People do not have masks. No one gives a fuck. It has never been locked down.
Eastern Cape is the Wild West.
If we just told the 10 white people not to come home,
would have been Eastern Cape is the Wild
West. And then
shot
the one Chinese guy. Just been like, listen, I'm sorry, China, but he's dead now.
He slipped and fell.
I'll give you R500,000. There you go.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You even use the police for a good reason. I used to always use the police to assassinate people. Take the police, send them to his house, dead, and then be like, he broke the law. He was threatening the police. That's why he's dead. And now none of us have corona. Oops.
But to be honest with you, I think the world has given up on corona. Corona has lost its hype.
Yeah, we don't have
the... Nobody cares about corona anymore, fam.
The thing is, we don't have the attention span for it. Like, and people have been reporting about this for years. But Hassan Massage, the news cycle, and it's a vicious circle, because as the news has sold more fear, and sort of the news is built on basically creating a kind of adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Not quite an adrenaline rush, but a kind of adrenaline rush. But the problem with adrenaline rushes is that they're short term. So you have to keep creating a new boogeyman. Something else needs to happen. Like,
yeah,
the news cycle is no longer... And I mean, to be fair, it's not just the news cycle. I was reading, I was reading something about like how a lot of companies, the whole reason why companies are so like rapacious and fuck shit up rather than think long term, is because as a CEO, your job is not to think long-term. Your job is to provide shareholders with the money they want now.
Yeah.
And never mind your 20-year plan.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So it encourages, and even if you look at elections, it's the same thing because you have 5 years. If you don't do the thing in 5 years, never mind whether or not the thing takes 5 years to take off, And so we live in this world where it's like increasingly short-term thinking. How do I get immediate returns so that I can say, look, this is successful now, even though 20 years later, it turns out fucking disaster.
Sorry, Karen.
No, and I think that's why China is going to dribble us all, because actually that short-term thinking is the inherent fault in democracy/capitalism, in that both of them rely on human self-interest, and human self-interest is by its nature short-centric, whereas the Chinese system has said, yo, look, We operate in 10-year plans, in 5-year plans, and we're not talking about like whether or not we change the government. We're just talking about like these are the plans we operate. That's how Russia was able to catch up to the US so fast, because after World War II, Russia was fucked. After World War I, Russia was fucked.
Yeah.
Fucked. It was a backwater. It was literally just a shithole. And even by the time World War II ran around, it was still the fucking Limpopo of the world.
Do you think that countries who go through a season of either communism or imperialism, they seem like they're stronger in today's economy as democracies than countries who've always had democracies. For example, Singapore, Japan, China, Russia. Like, dude, these countries are coming up, already up.
The unwritten rule about this shit is that you need a certain level of dictatorship. The problem with dictatorship is not that dictatorship is inherently bad. It's that most of the time, dictators are not benevolent.
Yeah.
Well, they're stupid.
If you find the right benevolent dictator, for instance, case in point, like as I'm reading up about like Thomas Sankara, if Thomas Sankara decides, listen, this is what we're doing. It's not going to be comfortable at first. No one's going to enjoy it at the beginning. The results come in 10, 15, 20 years. Right? Yeah. But no one wants to sit and wait for 10, 15, 20 years for results to come. So instead, we get Jacob Zuma, who's like, listen, let me tell you what I'll do. Have a World Cup, and then I'll just take the money in the meantime.
Philippe is here.
Yeah, Philippe. Don't you feel it, guys? It's so much fun, guys. Yay. Have fun. Let me take this money.
All right, boys, on that note.
Yes, we've done well. We've done well.
We've done well.
I think this might be close to a 2-hour.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I mean, if we're going to talk about, you know, socioeconomics and structures and organizing ourselves and what essentially the problem is, it's not going to be a 20-minute conversation. We made our last episode short, so this one makes up for it.
This is what I'm saying. Listen, one day when we take over the structures of government, people must go back and listen. They mustn't be confused. Like when we start listen, it was all in the podcast. You knew what we were about.
Our mandate was in audio form. You knew it.
It's an audio file. It's on all platforms. You knew this thing.
You knew. It was gazetted. It's there.
This is the yellow paper.
Yeah. Guys, but honestly, we might need a solution. Because if you remove white people from all systems, I think everybody, including them, will be happy.
Okay, let's do that on another podcast.
Yeah.
Because we are 2 hours down, and I do have some thoughts, but then we're going to be here till 10.
True.
I squad. To quote
it's
myself,
been real.
It's been real.
Fun. Matter of fact, fun. It's been real fun.
Everybody, fuck off.
Peace.